went to Montreal.
Speaking of Montreal, Palamosas this weekend, and that's sort of a new boutique festival that I like anyway. I went to it last year for its inaugural, and Hayden and I sat. We were in the rain for 12 hours. 12 hours in the rain, but we got to see the Dare. We got to see Jay Paul. We got to see Bad Bad Not Good. Like, it was Eve Tamora, like, so coded for a lot of the music I love. So they're back this weekend. I may or may not be going. I'm not sure. But like, MIA is going to be there. Rebecca Black's going to be there. Yeah. Marie Davidson
made a very interesting comeback.
I love a comeback. She had a, you know, she was a child. That wasn't cool. Anyway, so yeah, she's living her life now. And Marie Davidson's going to be there too. And she, you know, she's my pick for the Polaris Prize. We'll see what happens with that.
That's coming up soon too.
I might go to Montreal. I don't know. Trying to figure that out. Anywho, we are excited because it's September.
Yeah.
It means our bands are back. Mm-hmm. And we've got Riley with us this morning.
Good morning.
Are you a morning person? You're wearing sunglasses.
I'm not a morning person.
No, I think that works. That tracks for the whole.
Yeah, this might be the first time I've been up at this time in a while.
Thank you for doing that. And I know you're messaging like, where is it again?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? I appreciate it. We wake a lot of young bands up in September, but it's worth it because you've got a show coming up.
Yes, we do.
All right. So what's been going on with Rust Pump? Maybe just bring us up to date.
Well, we're back in action. Our guitarist is back. He was in Orangeville for the summer, so we took a little hiatus, and we're jumping right into it again. We got the September 12th gig at the Broom Factory with Mountain Head and Rev Zed.
Yes, Rev Zed will be joining us, and that is Jack. So I love, like, you each have your spokespersons.
Yeah.
And I knew it. I'm happy about that. And a break is good, as long as you all get back together. But a break is good, right?
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. It also gives us time to, like, recharge our batteries. I think we're all very creative as well. So often when we do that, we come back together with our own ideas and sounds. And we're very much a band that creates music by just playing together. So it helps to take some time away and then come back together and just, you know, fire off some tunes together. So
Riley, we see you obviously at a lot of shows too, because you're at the Broom Factory a lot, and I've just seen you out, like Spring Reverb, I saw you out. Like, you're getting a lot of influence as well from the live shows, and maybe, you know, I'm sure you're a thinker and it goes in your brain like, okay, like, this is where I would like to take Rust Pump this year. Where are you with that right now?
Well, I think, for sure, I go to a lot of shows. I go to every show I can, really.
Yeah, I see all the time.
A few of the bands that I really like in town that, like, I'd say inspired me, especially over the summer, I like Casador a lot. And I love what they're doing. I love that they're, like, kind of taking off a bit right now.
Yeah, you know? and they're workers, right?
Like, they work hard.
But, yeah, they've had a couple of sparks this year, and we're very happy because they were a student band. Yeah. Right? Like, they were actually students on campus, like, doing the thing. And now to see them doing what they're up to now, like the Hockey Night in Canada's, and the, you know, they're getting bed music in a lot more commercial ways. But yeah, the people are selling out shows. Like, they're selling out shows in Saskatoon, for example, before they even get into town. Like, that's awesome. But
that's
they're also
incredible,
they're kind as
they're,
well,
they're
right?
Very nice. Yeah. And you know what? They still have that mentality of, like, you know, everybody piles into a van and you go across the country. And I think that's, you know, that's the foundation of this whole thing that we're doing, right? Is you gotta do it like the rough way, and then eventually you can do it in a bit of a cleaner fashion. But I love them. And of course, Frank Ryan, I think he's incredible.
Sweetheart.
I love a lot of Irish musicians, and I was very inspired by Thin Lizzy and Rory Gallagher. So
we're nodding.
Every time I see Frank, I always tell him how incredible I think he is, and
nice.
The people he plays with are also extremely talented. So Rust Pump this year, we're definitely going into we're all coming from different, like, backgrounds and inspiration. So the guitarist, for example, loves Oasis. So we got a lot of, like, crunchy guitar riffs and like, really driving riffs that really get people moving and get people kind of headbanging. And I'm big on, like, Black Sabbath. Of course, I'm devastated about Ozzy.
Yeah.
And Led Zeppelin. And I love the faces, so I recommended
We went into the library and we pulled out a vinyl of the Faces album because I was like, Riley, I'm pretty sure we have it. And so off we went. So we've got that ready and lined up. But musically, in terms of writing, where are you guys at with thinking about what you want to do next with the band?
Well, we have a studio so we live in two different houses basically right now, and in both houses we have studios, so we're on the grind of recording. We're gonna have three songs that we release as an EP.
Okay.
One song we wrote more recently, and the other two we've been playing for a little bit now. But they're really great songs, and we're going to be, of course, playing them at our next few shows.
Okay, that's good. So what else do you have coming up besides the Broom Factory? Can you tell us?
Yeah. So we have the 26th, September 26th. We're playing at the Merchant Tap, which is always a fun venue to play. We love playing there, and they love having us. So.
It's a loud space. I do enjoy that.
It is, yeah.
It's not a conversation venue.
No, it's not. If you're going there at that time on like a weekend, like you're gonna get blasted by a band, and you kind of
that's what you want when you walk in.
Everyone who's there is ready for it, and if they're not, then they get up and start dancing, and then they get into it. So it works out well.
That's right.
And then we also have on October 1st, we're going out to play the Horseshoe Tavern.
Nice.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that's a good venue.
Yeah. So there's a really talented musician named Michael Zuzik.
We know Michael. He had a residency here.
Right. So Michael is the one who we're opening for.
Oh, he's very talented. That's an interesting combination.
It is. Yeah. Well, he's very like 70s rock inspired. He does lots of Beatles, and I know he loves the band.
Okay.
So it kind of works well with us because we're a bit heavier, but we can also we can lean really heavy into some of the lighter sounds that we have. Like we've been inspired by a lot of like funk and Indian stuff as well. So.
I think you have good stage presence. Like, I hope you do know that. Like, right away, we love you up on stage. But what have you learned about crowd work? Like, that's tricky stuff because some bands get it and some are just too nervous or, like, want to go back in their studio or house or backyard and just play with their friends. But, like, crowd work with people you don't necessarily know versus your own town. Like, what have you picked up watching other bands and just sort of honing your own skills?
Right. I think a huge part of this is just feeling where people are at. And you can really, I think a crowd can feel your energy as much as they can feel yours. So from my experience and from what I've seen, I think as long as the performer has good energy and they're, you can tell that they're really passionate about what they're doing and they want to be there and they're comfortable. I think that's a big part too. It's very, very rare that a crowd doesn't fall in love with it or get into it, you know?
Yeah. I think that they know the assignment, like those are your people that have shown up for some reason, right?
Yeah. So I think just being in a good headspace, you know, an easy mistake that anyone can make is like going in, wasted or not really being in a good headspace or something. And, you know, like no one wants to see someone forget all the lyrics on stage or
people have seen shows like that.
Yeah, or like dead notes the whole time and they're falling over and someone's got to like stand behind them to keep them up or something. It doesn't. And you know what? We all make mistakes. Like I've definitely done it. And I definitely
it's exciting, right? Yeah. Like sometimes it's to calm your nerves. You're like, uh-oh.
Even
in the Hip documentary when they talk about going on Saturday Night Live, like Paul Lang was like, I said, I smoked a big joint before I went out there and I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's hard too, like if you're playing later in the night and it's like, what do you do when you're sitting there?
That's right.
You're sitting there, you know, your legs bouncing up and down, your hands are sweating. And you're
sipping soda water.
Yeah, it's like let's get this going. You know. I think outside the substance, I think it's just like if someone's really nervous and everything, it it you can feel it. You can feel it. And as a crowd member, you're like, oh, wow, like, you know, these people, they don't feel comfortable in the room right now, you know. And sometimes it takes a couple songs or whatever. But I found as like the kind of like one of the leaders of the band that a lot of the attention is focused on me, and I come out ready to play no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a room of 10 people, or, you know, if it's a small room that maybe people are sitting drinking cocktails and they're not really ready for like live music or something, we still come out and we just bring it, you know?
Yes. Well, and there's something really fun about like when you realize you're capturing people's attention.
Absolutely.
Too, right? And
Absolutely.
Then like you can start feeding off of that energy.
Of course.
Yeah.
You guys play a lot of old soul music though too. Like, do you have some old dudes coming up trying to tell you how to do chords or anything like that? I mean, that happens to a lot of women. That happens to all the women basically when I play a guitar. But like when you have some of those, you know, maybe some boomers come up being like, I saw Rod Stewart with Jet Back. Like, you get that?
So no, we don't get that often.
You run away. The girls get it all the time.
we do get a lot of like people coming up to us saying like they love this music, or they're like, oh, that's our music, you know, like why are you playing music like from the 70s, like you're 20 years old or whatever, you know. And it's like, yeah, well, my guitarist Aiden, he's incredibly talented, and he's the kind of guy who can sit and he could learn a song note for note from a record. He could learn it note for note from a live performance. Like he's incredibly talented, and if we decide, hey, we're going to play this song, but we're going to play it in a completely different way, he's ready for that, you know. So we have that. And then also, like, I'm not going to go up there and you know, sing something that I can't sing or something, you know, and make a crowd, like, uncomfortable. I'm not, like, Celine Dion or something, clearly. I can crush, like, you know, Black Sabbath or... like some Rod Stewart and Led Zeppelin and whatnot, but we have our own sound, and I feel like, you know, the way we started is we were just jamming. We didn't even do covers when we first started gigging. We would just go up and we'd have a pretty loose idea of what we wanted to do, and we would just like we would create on stage a lot. And then as time went on, we were like, okay, you know, people really like a show where they can sing along to at least a couple songs.
I love that. Yeah, I do. I like just joining in and having a good time.
Well, of course, and that's the thing. It's like it's cool to see someone, like a group of people who are so locked in and so able to just improvise for like an hour or so. But, you know, everybody wants to be able to feel like they're at something that feels at least familiar in some ways. So we always like to throw in like maybe a Rolling Stones tune, and, you know, I love Black Sabbath or Ozzy, and we'll do one of the bands I really like is Kaleo. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're an Icelandic rock band, and they've gained a lot of traction recently. Them and like Greta Van Fleet, and, you know, like all these modern rock bands that are bringing back you know, that sound
and the look and the stage presence.
Of course,
the performance. Like, we want those things too. We want the whole thing.
Yeah.
Rust Pump has that.
Oh,
Rust Pump. No, seriously. So like people have never seen you before. Yeah. Like, let's just clarify here. We're talking September 12th. It's going to be the Broom Factory with Mountainhead and RevZed. And Jack's coming in from RevZed in a minute as well to talk to us. But yeah, like this is just a, like, for people that have never seen you guys and are going to come to this show because they just love Indie Wake Up Call and have been convinced this morning. What can they expect?
Well, first of all, I love Indie Wake Up Call too. I think it's one of the better radio stations, one of the best, I'd say. I think if they're, you know, if you're a lover of rock music or just music in general, this show will definitely have a mixture of everything that you would want. RevZed, the opener, they're like kind of like a punk rock pop style band. From my experiencing them anyways, they could come in and totally say something else, but that's what I remember of them, and they're really great. They're really talented, and from what I remember, they're all students as well. We definitely bring a lot of energy. We can have a heavy sound. We can also have quite an uplifting sound, and we get people moving. We get people singing, and we definitely, of course, like you said, we got a bit of a look, and we, Nothing compared to Mountain Head, though. Those guys are.
Oh, they're
like,
fun too. Yeah,
they're the real professionals.
You know,
professionals
we're taking
them. Yeah, we'll get to them. But we take care of our own first in here, and then like Mountain Head. Yeah, but Mountain Head's going to come on to a lot of fans of our two student bands too. So that's what's kind of fun is they know like bring in some of our local bands, and that's going to make for a great night.
Of course,
amazing. So you picked a Faces song. I said, like, what do you want to play after we talk to you? Like, you picked a Faces song. Look at this record; it's so good.
They're incredible. I mean, I feel like they're the real pioneers of that dirty rock blues sound. And again, I'm obsessed with like Ooh La La and Stay With Me and like all those really popular ones. But I chose Wicked Messenger just because I think it's one of their best songs. And I've only in the last like few months gotten into it. And I just love like the way they play is very raw. You can tell that they like recorded in the same room.
Live off the floor, yeah.
Live off the floor, like you can hear it, you can feel it. You know, and that's what I think is coming back. Like that style of bands wanting to be more connected in
that
way.
It's authentic, right?
It's very authentic.
It's very authentic. And look at Jeff Beck. Like, he's the center of the photo with the Guitar Magazine First Step open right up on the page. Like, I love that. It's Jeff Beck, though. Like, Rod Stewart's over to the side because, what a superstar.
Pretty little haircut.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, so good. Rod, you're welcome in here anytime. You know that. So
thank you
for waking up for us.
Of course. All right. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, we're going out with some Faces. And everybody, Rust Pump, September 12th. Red Zed is in the building, and we'll be talking to them next. Good morning, everyone.
Don't bring it.
Okay, that was Best Nerd Lakes, wasn't it?
That was.
Cool Cat, Breaking Glass Studios up in Montreal. They have a whole network of people and so on. How are your headphones? Are they good? Yeah, they're good. Yeah. We have a busy morning in here. Thank you, Riley, for waking up. I could tell he's not a morning person. What a sweetheart, though. And he didn't correct me on the Jeff Beck. It's actually Ronnie Wood on the cover of Faces I was referencing. You see, I said to him, like, if it were me, I would have corrected you live on air because I'm a jerk. He is a sweet person. And so anyway, thank you, Riley. On the Faces album, that's Ronnie Wood. They're not Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck's in the picture, but he's not who I was referencing. Anyway, we played the Faces song, and that's because Rust Pump are playing on September 12th with Mountainhead, but so is RevZed. And I've got three members in here this morning, Jack, Luca, and Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. So you don't really know Rust Pump that well. I could tell you guys kind of see each other out there. They're more like, they're like a St. Lawrence band, and you guys are a Queens band that have sort of just been on the scene during these semesters and are back. Yeah. And I love it. I love that you guys are on the bill together, though, because I think it works. You're not the same sound. And I want to hear more about what's going on with RevZed, but I'm just excited to see you guys live again. When's the last time you played a live show? Was it El Palooza?
Yeah, that would have been El Palooza.
Back
in No, it wasn't. It was in May.
Oh, right. I forgot about that
show since El Palooza.
Okay.
Sorry. I've been trying to forget about that show.
Oh, my God. I loved it. El Palooza was so good again. I loved it again. It was such a fun.
Oh,
please,
thank
yeah.
You.
Like, let's start planning it again. Now, we off air, I was like, okay, is there a new member? Is there not a new member? You were advertising for a new member on Instagram, because I want to get sort of the September house cleaning out of the way. Like, it's a new semester, new time for the band. What's going on with the lineup?
So our bassist, he just kind of decided that this kind of wasn't for him. He wanted to do something new, like musically. You mentioned having a busy semester, too, which is a pain we can all relate to.
Yeah, school, what?
Yeah. So we're planning having auditions soon to kind of find our new permanent member to replace our old bass player. In the meantime, though, we're getting our friend Max to just join us for the Broom Factory. We've played with him before at El Palooza because, again, our previous bass player wasn't able to make that show either. So we're looking forward to it. And, you know, Max is a cool guy. He's nice and all. To hang around with, so.
All right.
But auditions for a new bass player still open, so people can still contact us on social media if they're interested in trying to fill the spot.
And what are you looking for in a
I know, I want to know.
I've got a theory that all bass players are the tallest members of the band, so as long as they're like 6 feet or above.
unexpected, okay.
Max definitely fits that bill. But anyway, yeah, I would say that we're just looking for somebody who's both able to play punk rock and heavy metal music well, but also is very confident in their own style and can help us diversify our influences. Mm-hmm.
I find you're a tight band. Like, they have to really be able to keep up, I think, as well. Can I say that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Keep up, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not easy to find, because you also, like, there's many variations of what you want from a band. You want someone who's also going to be reliable. Look at us. We're trying to find your bass player on the Indie Wake. Anyway.
So your telethon.
Indie Wake or matchmaking.
Matchmaking. Okay, but thanks to Max for filling it. I think that's going to be great. This is an interesting. Have you played the Broom Factory before?
No, we have not.
Okay, that's a fun room, and you're going to play for people who maybe have never seen you before.
Exactly.
Yeah, excited for that.
What do you want to say to these people? What can they expect?
They can expect their socks to be blown off again.
Okay. Hello,
we're going to sweep the floors.
Yeah, I mean, a break, we were saying this with Rust Pump as well, a break is good, right?
Yeah.
A break is really, it's helpful, and you. I don't know if you went to see any shows. I know you guys go to a lot of shows. We've talked about going to some shows. I did not see as many shows this summer as I would have liked to, but did you get out and see anybody that inspired you or you want to bring back to the creative process? What are you feeling?
I saw Styx over the summer.
Oh my God.
If they want to play with us, I mean, I'm open to the idea.
I saw Metallica over the summer.
Okay,
so
here we
they
go.
Want to open for RevZed.
The matchmaking has changed. We're looking for sugar daddies now, apparently. Amazing. Dennis DeYoung, he's not. Is he in Styx?
No, it's Gowan covering for him.
Lawrence Gowan, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their bass player, like the original bass player, wasn't there either. It was like Gowan's like brother or cousin or a relative of his too.
Okay, amazing. I just bought that Grand Illusion from Gary at Zap Records like 2 weeks ago. He was going on about Styx. How was it?
Oh, it was great. They actually played the Grand Illusion like front to back and a couple other songs. There were songs I wanted to hear them play. They didn't, but like.
That's how it goes.
I saw the whole like Grand Illusion album, so I'm not complaining.
Amazing. And Metallica? Like, where was that? I've seen them several times.
Yeah, that was at the Rogers Center.
Okay. Okay. Sky and Dome. Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. How was it?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Unforgettable experience.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What did they go back and throw back to, like, Thunder and Lightning? Like, did they go back to Kill Them All and play those early songs for you? Like, what did they do?
Not the show that I saw. So they do something really cool, which is called a no repeat weekend. They played two shows at the Rogers Center.
They did that in Montreal. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah. And so I saw the first night, which, to be honest, from what I've heard, the second night was a lot better.
But you said it was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing, which, you know, makes me, really makes me want to see them again. Of course, you know, they're in their early 60s now, so by the time I see them again, they'll be in, like, their mid-60s,
probably. Oh, my
God.
yeah.
But, you know, they just, they played a lot of new stuff, which I do admire. I absolutely admire that they're confident enough in their new stuff in order for that to make up a big portion of their set. But for me, like, they played Master of Puppets as their finale.
There we go.
Exactly.
You got something special there.
And that was unexpected for me, because I thought for sure that Master of Puppets was the one song that they were going to save until the second night. And so when they played that, I lost my shit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, okay, we've been talking about Styx and Metallica too much.
Yeah.
Let's go back to RevZ. And what are you seeing for this year? I mean, as I said, a break is good because it kind of hits the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
Have you hit the reset button? What's going on? Are we talking about writing? Are we talking about changing up the I don't know, just how the presentation is, the crowd work? Like, how are you feeling about the band right now?
We're changing up a few things. A few things are staying the same as well from last year. Last year we performed at the Vogue Charity Fashion Show, and we're hoping to do this again. Because that was really fun.
It was fun, yeah. Quick changeovers, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, seconds. but you learn from that too, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a good, like, performing experience.
Yeah.
Word on the street, too, was that we've been, like, looking into recording studios to, you know, record and then put out a single.
Street. Okay. Like, what recording studios?
Well,
houses? Where are we going here? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I think you'll be quite excited to hear that the one studio we're most interested in recording at is Evergreen Studios. That's the Wilderness.
They just built it.
They built it themselves.
Oh my God.
Which is really cool.
Do you have tickets to their show?
No, not yet.
Get the tickets for their show. It's going to be like the first one sold out really quick. Oh, I'm always lecturing about getting tickets for this show. It's the last shows.
Yeah,
I know.
I would really love to see that.
Oh my God, they're so good. And there's going to be a lot of crying and swearing and drinking that night. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
I've just been yelling, laughing at me because I'm like, everyone's going to be drinking that night, the next night. Everyone's going to be really drunk that night. I think it's going to be all the feels, but I love that energy is in that studio.
Yeah. And now I think this is probably the first time that I've, you know, broadcast this onto
we drink tea here.
Yeah.
I
actually, back in April, I decided to go into Evergreen Studios to record a solo song with Jonas Lewis Henson, and he was just the coolest guy.
He is. We love him so much.
Yeah. That was a very fun experience working with him.
What are you learning about recording then? Because that's not the same. That's not the same as performing. You guys are great performers. What do you learn about the discipline that is recording? Because if that's in your future, there's probably a lot of things you have to, plan and such.
I mean, I'm supposed to be studying that right now, but when I see the work that a guy like Jonas is able to do, I mean, it just looks like magic to me. So, I mean, I guess you just kind of live and learn, or watch and learn in our case. So that's something to keep in mind.
So what else do you guys have planned beyond the Broom Factory show? Because we got to get you back on campus. Like, hey, I love Broom Factory. I go there all the time. And I think I love that you're being exposed to that crowd. You're going to bring your own crowd, but you're going to also see people you've never seen in your audience before. When we come back to home base, where are we going to see you on campus playing shows? Do you have some plans there?
Yeah, we've got a show at the Mansion in October. And then we've got, as Andrew mentioned, we've got the Vogue Charity Fashion Show coming up in March. And yeah, I guess that's sort of all that we have planned in terms of live shows at the moment. Well, we definitely hope to get, you know, a handful more because in my case, this is my last year at the university. So that's, you know, one reason why I really want to make the most out of it. But yeah. I think making the most out of it is probably also going to primarily focus on recording.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lots to take in there. And I know that you have a lot of, you know, your contemporaries as well on the campus scene right now. Do you feel that the scene, we've lost a couple bands, but that's how it always is. I've seen it time and time again. But do you feel it's pretty strong right now in terms of other student bands or emerging bands? Do you feel like there's still that foundation that I love so much where I can name 10 good bands? Are we coming into the semester like that again, do you think?
I think so as well.
I think so.
And again, you said like there's always going to be new bands that's coming up. And ever since like maybe like 2 years ago, there's always been new bands and there's always been new music. So I'm not worried about the music scene.
I'm not. And also what really mattered, and I think what got us all excited about the Kings of Queens era, I think that's what we're referencing, is when it first really got going after COVID. Yep. No, really, after COVID, yeah. I was like, we've been Absolutely. Waiting for this, is that the people are actually showing up to the shows. Like mm-hmm. it's one thing if the bands are existing, but if they're, it's only like their boyfriends and girlfriends in the audience, but no, like people come to these shows. And I feel that there's still that want and need for it, especially because we don't get a Frosh concert this year. We have the people who are going to pay to come and just dance and sing along with you guys. And I think we've got it still, right? We do.
Yes.
I feel it. What are you working on in terms of writing? How does it work?
Writing is done by Jack, okay. but we are working on our own writing, and hopefully we get to also perform those songs. I know I've written a song and for the band, but hopefully we get to perform it sometime soon. But it's a different vibe than Jack, and it's always like that because each one of us has different influences. So when we do write our songs, it will be a little bit of a different style. But
my favorite bands have different influences. Like we just, again, talking to Riley, like that creates like a little bit of conflict, but also like creative edge, I think, where it's, yeah, you are pushing yourselves. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So
well,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons why we recruited our new keyboard player, Callan, into the band, because I've got a very basic style of songwriting. Like, to answer your question about how songwriting works, for me, it's basically just I go through a shitty experience in life and I write a song to make me feel better. That's what it's all about. But, you know, I don't focus too much on like chords or whatever. I just sort of record a demo that's fun for me to record, and then I send it off to the other guys for them to basically, you know, do what they want with it. And having Callan in the band was very exciting for me because keyboard was, you know, an instrument that I had hardly ever touched in my life, despite having, you know, this might come as a surprise to some people, but I'm actually pretty inspired by electronic music. I really like Daft Punk and Kraftwerk, and I really also like the keyboard and bands like Deep Purple's music and Rush's music, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so I was really excited to recruit Callan into the band to just sort of add an extra dimension to our music for him to experiment in a way that I would never experiment.
Maybe even change. I know you're writing and you're talking about that, but also might like throw in a new cover that we might not have heard from you guys too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't like to blow. I don't want to give the information on the covers. Like, I love showing up and being surprised and happy. So yeah. We're not going to talk about that on the air. But that's exciting because I do love the keyboard factor as well. I think that's going to be great. It's going to be really fun.
And on top of that, like, to go back to sort of the question about what we've got in mind starting this new semester, we've actually decided to pull out a few songs that we haven't played in like a year or so. And so, but it's going to be with a different lineup. It's going to be with an extra instrument. And we hope that it's refreshing to people to hear these new takes on these songs that we used to play a lot.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Rev Zed, and it's just great to have you back on campus again. And yes, balancing your final year of school. What year are you guys in?
We're all in fourth year.
Yeah, like, you got to balance this stuff. How's it feeling? Like, I think if you started in second year is when you, I think you guys were in here in
yes,
second year,
Yes, second year.
So yeah, you know how to do this. You know how to do this, right?
Figuring it out.
Yeah, victory year. I'm not going to call it victory lap because that implies you're coming back for fifth year, yeah. Which we've seen that before too. But no, balancing this is tricky. But you guys got this? You got this.
Damn right.
Hope so.
We got
it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're excited to see you guys with Mountain Head. And we're saying, we haven't really talked about Mountain Head. We will next week. We'll get to it. But we wanted to take care of our own first. You guys are always welcome in here. We love having you in here. And it's just great to see you back on campus. And we're looking forward to that show. So
all right.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
rolling.
So much. Yeah, we are too. Thank you.
We're going to play some Mountain Head. Let's do that. All right. We got it.
Mountain Head. Wu-Tang. me too.
right. So if you listen to CFRC last year, you remember Hayden. Well, he just texted saying his girlfriend's cousin is in that band. They're called the Boojums, and they're kind of a big deal. It's happening. He just texted saying next month, Mick Jones from The Clash is flying them out to London to play a private show for him.
What? Wild.
Yeah, that was...
Eight string bass.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
Three people in the band. That was Wings of Fire. You got to check out of My Head, too. That's a great band called the Boojums. Thank you, Russ Pump, Rev Zed, and Moira from the Kingston Music Office for joining us this morning on Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you, Ara. That was a really good show. It flew by.
Yeah.
We were talking about who we love. We love, for no reason. Like, it's not like he's coming to town or anything, and this is a new song, but we just love B.A. Johnson. We're going out with the IKEA hot dog. We love everybody. We'll be back next Thursday. Thank you.
Hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog, can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog, I can't resist you. We break up at the brain, we make up at the ain't. Oh, the telephone keeps ringing. So hard to break up in a town.